I'll go into my own story, yeah, because I can talk about beautiful diagrams, of course, but you have to back it up with your own story. So I work for Woodside, and I'm a geologist from background. But about a year ago, no, about 1.5 years ago, I really felt a call saying, you know, you work in Woodside, it's not only to pay your bills, and you know, you're there for a purpose. Now I knew that, I mean, you know, but he's already stirred me. I said, oh, I have to do something, you know. So I called him, a couple of guys I knew in Woodside, Christian guys, get them for lunch and say, look, this is on my heart. You know, I think we should just do something in Woodside and just change the spiritual climate. It's a big company. There's quite an influence, I would say, on the society of Western Australia. So a lot of money going around. So, you know, hey, we're here for a purpose. And all these guys had come to a similar conclusion themselves in different ways. So now, being business people, the first impulse was to say, all right, let's make a plan. Let's do it. This deadlines, and we'll go for it. And of course, but we caught ourselves. So let's pray about this. Let's ask God what he wants to do in Woodside. So we went away for a month or so, prayed about it, came back for another lunch, and said, okay, what are we going to do? And we felt that to start what we call prayer pockets on every floor of the Woodside building. So the building has 24 floors, so there's quite a few prayer pockets. So the first thing we did was connecting, finding out where are the Christians hiding in Woodside. And yeah, so you know, yeah, it goes, I know one, and it starts building. So that took a little while, but now we have four prayer groups going in Woodside. I got about 30 people, found about 30 Christians or so, and it's growing. It's, you know, you have to consolidate it. You know, people have to catch on to the vision, and really the aim for the prayer is to see a transformation of Woodside. So it's very much prayer focused on your work floor. So for your colleagues, for your supervisor, for your business, but also for pure for business, to make good business decisions, which are socially responsible, which are God honoring. So it's that. So it's not so much prayer for each other. It's very much prayer for your workplace. And so that is still developing and consolidating. In the meantime, then I got, he's actually here, a guy from Chevron, and I connected with, and we had some lunch, and I say, oh, well, this is what we do in Woodside. What about you do the same thing? I said, yeah, that's a good idea. So I think there's a group of about 10 or 12 people now, again, starting in Chevron just across the road. So now they're competitors of Woodside, so we'll forgive them. And then there's another guy I met from Transfield Worley, an engineering company. Same story. I'll take them for coffee, tell what's happening in Woodside, and then say, well, you do the same thing. And they're starting now, a prayer group starting as well. So you can see how it's actually I'm actually amazed how easy it is. It's, you know, God brings the connections. I'll drink lots of coffee with them people. And this is what we do, why don't you do the same thing? Now, it is still developing, it's still to be consolidated, but prayer is happening, and I'm convinced of faith, actually, it will change Woodside, but I also have faith that it actually will spread to Rio Tinto, BHP, ConocoPhillips, I mean, oil industry, we might include the mining industry, but we know. But now I think, yeah. Yes. Now I think it will spread across the city, and that is so that, you know, the whole prayer and see the spiritual climate changing in CBD. So that's now the other thing. Of course, you get all these little prayer groups. How do you keep that sort of connected all? So what we do, we have about every 5-6 weeks we have a lunch in a fast Japanese restaurant. And last time we had about 20 people. So the other thing, one of my other visions, if you call me, dreams, is that I can phone up the restaurant and say, can I book the whole restaurant, please, for you? Yeah. I think we had about a third of the restaurant, so we're getting there. And the other important thing, if you're thinking about doing something yourself in where you're working, is to keep it short and punctual. People are very busy, at least in Woodside we are extremely busy. So half an hour, lunch break, 12 o'clock, 10 minutes sharing, 20 minutes prayer, done. Once a week, that's right, once a week, yeah. So that's another important. If you drag it out, people just say, no, I'm too busy, I can't make. And the other thing, of course, you will find is that some people say, yeah, that's great, you know, go for it, bless you, but I've got a thing. So, you know, there will always be that balance. So that is what is happening in Woodside, and I'm very encouraged by it, and it's growing. All right, I think I've almost done with my time. I'd like you to introduce them to the, unless there's a quick question, we'll have some question answering time at the end, but if you have a quick question right now, then please shoot.